Hi, I'm Agueda de Santiago, and welcome to Changing the Narrative.
I'm Aiden Robles, and today we're speaking to the muralist Levi Ponce.
What was your connection to Pacoima?
My connection to Pacoima? I don't know. I'm a part of Pacoima. I grew up in Pacoima. I love Pacoima. I grew up on Laurel Canyon, Van Nuys, and my childhood memories are all on the streets of Pacoima. I love it.
Does anyone have any questions?
Hi, my name is Ashley Gonzalez, and I wanted to ask if is it still illegal to paint outside of Pacoima?
So you asked if it was still illegal to paint murals in Pacoima. It was, at the time that I started, illegal to paint murals anywhere in Los Angeles City, within the Los Angeles City limits. As of 2013, however, that ordinance has been changed. It's been rewritten to allow for public art, to allow for muralists to put up murals. So yes, it is now legal to paint murals. It is no longer illegal to paint murals in the city of LA.
If you weren't a professional artist, what would you be?
You know, funny enough, when I was in high school, I wanted to be a politician. I did ROTC for 4 years. I was battalion commander, and I planned on joining the Marine Corps for 4 years. And instead, I ended up picking up a paintbrush and never took the exam, and here we are.
What does success look like to you?
Happiness.
Are you married, or are you in a relationship?
I'm 2 years married and in a relationship, I guess. Same thing. I'm 2 years married with my lovely wife, Sarah. We have a little boy, Elijah, and we're having another little boy whose name we haven't landed on in January.
Do you get nervous about creating art?
I don't get nervous about creating art. I get nervous about people's reactions to it all the time.
Why do you get nervous about people, their reactions?
Well, like anybody, art is very personal, and I think having anything personal up at that scale in a public space is a little scary, wouldn't you? Like if someone took a part of your folder or something from home in your room and put it up, it's personal, right? It's part of your story. That's how I feel about my art. So when I put it up there, it's always a risk that somebody might not like it, or somebody might have something to say that, you know, is contrary to what I put up. So it always makes me nervous when I put up a mural. I want people to like it.
Jessica Esparza, who or what are your inspiration to create these murals?
Who is my inspiration to create these murals? I don't know. I think the inspirations change from time to time. When I was young, I just didn't want to be poor. At one point, it wasn't about money anymore, and it was just about giving back. And then at one point, it changed to me just wanting to be happy with what I do. And now it's changed to me wanting to provide for my family with this. And the inspiration always changes. But I think what's consistent and what keeps me going is the smiles on people's faces every time I finish a mural. That's always the most rewarding experience. People are usually happy and ecstatic to have, you know, a new mural in their neighborhood. And I think that's always what do they call it in middle school? The lowest common denominator, right, is the fact that everybody's happy when the mural goes up.
What are your favorite places in the valley?
Pacoima. I love the valley over. I'm a valley kid. I grew up in the valley. I'm still here. I'm very lucky. Most people have to travel to find their jobs, and I happen to always have mine here in the valley. I grew up in Pacoima. I lived in Reseda when I was attending Cal State Northridge. I lived in Northridge, Lake Balboa, North Hollywood, Sunland, Sun Valley. I've moved around almost every year since I started school, but I settled in North Hollywood last year.
What other artists do you like?
I like all kinds of artists, mostly musicians. I wish I could be a musician. But I don't know, to really answer your question, there's a lot of good artists out there. Tristan Eaton is great. Jonas Never is great. El Mac. Coffee, spelled with a K. There's a lot of great artists out there. I'm not a great artist. I'm the great imitator.
Do you plan on creating murals your whole life?
That's a good question. I don't know. I plan on creating them so long as they're rewarding and happy and exciting and fun. And I think they always will be, so I don't see why I would stop.
I'm Cesar Rosales, and who's the most famous person you've met?
I've met a lot of famous people. I guess it's all relative, but I don't know. You look like you like Katy Perry, bro. I met Katy Perry. I don't know. I've met a lot of cool people. Directors, Nolan, Tarantino, you know, to actors, to, I don't know, my job's cool. It takes me all over. But I don't know. Most people would probably say Katy Perry or Tarantino are probably up there. But, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
Adrian Lomeli. And do you know any athletes?
As far as athletes go, I've painted a lot of athletes. Former MVP, baseball, Braun. But again, most of my athlete experience has been in the boxing world. I happen to be a fan of boxing, even though it's a dying sport and a dying art. I've painted for most of the boxers that come out of the Oxnard School of Boxing, all of the Vargas family and the Garcia family, which have produced altogether about, I don't know, I want to say 18 world champions at this point, but I've painted all of those guys as gyms. But yeah, boxers.
How about you? You're an artist, right? So she's a very good artist, actually.
Are you? What do you paint?
Anything.
My name is Levi Ponce. What's your name?
Águeda de Santiago.
It's nice to meet you. What was your first name?
Águeda de Santiago.
Águeda?
Águeda.
Águeda. Nice to meet you, Águeda. You're an artist. What kind of art do you do?
Anything, really.
What's your favorite thing to work with?
Dark stuff.
Pencil, paint?
Oh, yeah. Pencil, yeah. It's easier, I guess.
You find it easier?
Yeah.
How long have you been drawing with pencil?
Since I was young.
What kind of things do you like to draw?
Anything.
Have you guys all seen her work?
Yeah.
Is it pretty good?
Yeah. Tell them about the logo. What's the logo?
Oh, I made this robotics logo, You could draw it, and you could, they're gonna like print it out in a shirt, so the whole robot, well, most of the whole robotics team is gonna wear the logo I drew.
Well, that's amazing. Congratulations. That probably makes you feel real good. Yeah, we'll take it on hand.
I just want to understand your question, Francis.
Why did you choose?
Like, why did I do the Mona Lisa? Okay, that's a good question. So you're asking how I arrive at the subject matter of each mural? So, like I said before, like, usually it's for a client, right? I do this for work, for a living. I have to get paid. Normally that requires delivering something, right? So the client will often dictate, like any business, what it is that you need. So like any business, the client will kind of direct you on what it is that they want. So most of the time I'm taking direction from a client and then trying to work my own inspiration around that. However, when I paint my own murals, when I'm not working for anybody, when I go out and say just paint in the general community, I try and paint things that bring people together or bring attention to a specific message. In this area, I always try and focus on education because it really is your key to get out. A lot of people don't have keys to get out, and the only one they'll find is education. So I try and concentrate on that. And when I say education, I'll go back to what I say about finding your passion. When I say education, I don't mean that you have to get straight A's in every class. Sorry, teachers. I mean, you should really concentrate on learning about the things that you want to learn about. Like, if you, I use the video game example. If right now all you can think about is about going home and playing FIFA on your Xbox, then maybe there's something there. Maybe you should concentrate on really learning what the video game industry is about, learning about how this FIFA game is made, learning about how they track stats from players and convert them to abilities in a video game. Like, that's all a thing, and there's about 200 jobs in between that. So you can make a career doing things that you are passionate about. And again, I think the initial question was, how do I paint the things that I like?
Why?
Sorry. I went off on a tangent there, but essentially, I'll try and paint things that I care about or things that I want to bring attention to, right? And because that's what I like. That's what I'm about. And again, everybody should find what they like and what they're about. And if, again, if it's video games, concentrate on that. You don't have to, you know, concentrate on something you don't like in life. Pursue the things that you like, and you'll find that things are pretty easy from there. What's up, big guy?
My name is Angel Ponce, and which?
Ponce?
Yeah.
That's a fine line, bro.
I know a friend, Adam. His name is Adam Ponce. My question is that which two of your murals took the longest and the shortest amount of time?
A lot of the murals that you'll see around or on my page or wherever took a day or two. The longest one, that one I showed you in Mexico, took 4 weeks to paint because it was just me. And they don't really have equipment up there, so you have to climb the ladder 40 feet. So it was a lot of exercise, and it was Yucatan in July, so it was like 105 degrees and humid. So it was quite the experience. That one took a month. It took a long time. But yeah, after that, most of them take a week or two. I think the one that's going to take the longest are the two murals that I'm on now that I showed you earlier in Tarzana, and the one here in on San Fernando Road at the exit. That one's going to take 3 to 4 weeks. And like four different governing bodies here in LA, and I hope it's a big effort. But if you really want to take into account how long the project took, not painting, I've been pursuing this wall since 2014. And we just got funding for it on Monday. Woo!
I'm Valerie Garcia. Why did you choose to create art through mural?
Why did I choose to create art or to express myself through murals? Because it's what I had at hand, you know, to be honest. I think we tend to work with what's around us. Most of us are very lazy. I know I am. My dad's a sign painter, so he painted signs. He still paints signs on Van Nuys Boulevard. And he was a muralist. He painted a lot of murals in his day. Not as prolific. He didn't paint as many or paints as many as I do, but he was a painter. So I grew up painting signs with my father and murals with my father. So I was familiar with the process and I was familiar with the tools. So that's kind of what I had. So I'll go back to what I said, that I'm a painter, so that's what I use to give back. I have paint and brushes at home, but some people are mechanics, some people are musicians, and I think we can all find a way to give back with what we have. So in my case, it was paint.
Hello, my name is Sergio Gonzalez, and my question is, why did you want to do the Danny Trejo one first?
I painted Danny Trejo first because most people know him as a celebrity, as a movie star, but I see him more in Pacoima on the streets just hanging out than I do on the big screen, and that's not knocking his career. I'm just saying he's very active in our community, and in Pacoima specifically, he lives near us. He lives right there on Lassen. Like, he's never really left, and I think that's respectable for someone who doesn't necessarily need to give back anymore. He's in his 70s. He could just retire. You know, the guy's got like 20 cars and he could just retire, but he doesn't. He's always active in his community and continues to sponsor teams, schools, people, whatever it is that you know, he has time for and is able to do. So that's why I painted him, because I think he's a badass, not just on the screen, but in real life too.
This was our time with Levi Ponce.
Thank you for listening, and thanks for coming, Levi Ponce.
Of course, and I'll say one more thing on that note. You know, throughout my life, I was always a really good student. I was a straight-A student. Like I said, I was an ROTC. I thought I wanted to be a politician, go to a big school, and I threw it all away to become an artist and go to CSUN. But there's a big threw it all away. Like, this is what I wanted to do, right? But, like, there was always moments in my life, whether I was doing well in school, whether I was concentrating on being an artist, whether I had graduated and worked, there's always been moments in my life where I have been discriminated against because of the color of my skin, because of the way that I speak, being from this side of the valley, because of the friends that I hang out with, because of whatever you want to do. You'll find that people are going to judge you based on association or the looks that you carry. Don't let it stop you. And by no means, this is the more important part, ever get angry or retaliate. Don't ever do that. Represent yourself in the best way you can by being a proud, upstanding, hardworking citizen of the United States. That's how you represent yourself. Don't ever get mad at those people. They're fewer than you are in numbers, and soon enough they'll be gone. That's gonna happen in your life. I'm letting you know right now, that's gonna happen in your life, where you'll show up for a job interview and people think you're the janitor. So hang in there.